It is Meet the Senior Colonels here on KORN. I'm Travis Krenz. Lauren Van Overshield joins us, a senior here for Mitchell Volleyball. Lauren, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're doing good here. You're a senior this year. How long have you been playing volleyball, and what positions you have in mind this year?
I've been playing volleyball since probably like third grade. Mm-hmm. And then I've always just played all the way around, I guess. Always been a hitter.
Being outside hitter this year, yep. Again? Yep. Kind of what got you interested in volleyball? I kind of do a little bit of everything, but what do you enjoy about volleyball?
I don't know really what got me started mm-hmm. playing it, but I guess CPAC, that's kind of how I started playing it. It's like a little club. I've been playing like Addy and Hable. We've always been on the same team.
Any sports you're involved in throughout the year, anything else you're going to be doing here as a senior?
Basketball and softball.
Lauren Van Overshield joins us here. Meet the Senior Colonels. Memorable moments for you, whether it's basketball or volleyball, any big shots, anything you remember, big wins. What's been a couple of highlights for you so far?
For volleyball, I would say, I think the O'Gorman game we lost last year, but it was like there was always packed. And some games, like the home games, they're always so loud and there's always a lot of people. So it's just always a lot of energy.
A lot of energy, yeah.
And then for basketball, I guess last year was really fun. I guess for all sports, like just meeting new people and like looking back, like I have so many friends from that graduated and now, and I think that's pretty memorable.
Being around your teammates.
Yeah.
Win or loss, that's always fun. Who's been a big influence for you, whether it's a coach, parent, sibling? Who do you, anybody you look forward to advice or kind of they help you out, coach or otherwise?
My dad, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's always there cheering you on?
Mm-hmm.
Any favorite teams, whether it's other sports or volleyball, people like Nebraska volleyball, any teams that you like?
I like the Hawkeyes for basketball, so I guess I like the Hawkeyes for volleyball.
What would you tell a freshman, maybe somebody that's just maybe on the team and maybe they're nervous and they don't know, it's kind of a big jump from middle school to high school. What would you tell them to that would make things easier for them?
I would tell them not to worry about that and to just enjoy it and enjoy the people you're around and enjoy even the hard moments at practice because it goes by really fast and practice may not be fun in the moment, but looking back, practice, like, just there's so many moments look back to, and practice is so much fun. And even through the hard drills, like, you just get to go to school after a hard day of school and you get to go be with your friends and just play the sports that you love playing and competing in.
Worst things you could be doing.
Yes.
Rather than playing volleyball with your friends. Favorite place to play other than home? Any gym, any team that you look forward to going on the road, maybe spoiling a game for them?
Huron.
We all like to beat up on Huron. Favorite pregame or postgame meal? Anything that's your favorite?
For volleyball, we always have, like, parents always bring in meals, and those are always really fun. So just whatever is there. And then postgames, it's probably not the healthiest, but we always go to Culver's after.
There you go. Any place on the road, maybe you're going out to Rapid City, maybe you're going to Sioux Falls, any place that you like to go to when it's maybe a big post-game meal?
Like Chipotle or Qdoba.
One app on your phone that you would never delete. What's one app you're always on?
Google Maps,
you're kind of looking at stuff? Getting you where you need to go?
Yeah.
Future plans after high school, do you know where you want to go, what you want to do?
I don't know where I want to go, but I kind of have my major maybe figured out, like exercise science and just not something on that route.
All right. Any specific area there you'd want to study or anything you want to do with that?
I really want to be a strength and conditioning coach for like a small men's sports for a college team eventually.
Lauren Van Overshield joins us here. Meet the Senior Colonels. Questions here about your teammates. Who's your funniest teammates?
Audrey.
You have been the funniest teammate for a lot of people. How would you describe how funny you are? Do you just always kind of talking, getting people laughing, having a good time?
I don't know. Usually, me and Audrey, I feel like...
Go back and forth.
Yeah.
Who's your smartest teammates?
Ava.
Hardest working teammates?
Ava
Brannon. Most likely to be late for practice or a team meeting?
Kenna
Solik showing up late. Who's the loudest? Is it also Kenna Solik? Who's the loudest one on the team? Or somebody else?
Like, on the court,
sure,
it'd probably be Kenna, but like, just in general, probably Elise.
Elise Myers?
Mm-hmm.
Smelliest thing on the team? A couple years ago, it was a Taylor Giblin elbow pad or something. Anything stink? Everybody, you know, after practice?
Cassidy Corzan has some bad elbow pads, and so does Addy, and so does Ava, and everyone.
Lauren Van Overshield joins us. Meet the Senior Colonels here, volleyball this year. Lauren, thanks a lot.
Thank you.